Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel.
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we like to think that you win all the time when you are talking with Charles Rotblat, and that's why we have him on twice every week. He is the proverbial guest of the week, the only one who's, besides me, is here more than one day. So it gives you the buy of the week on Tuesdays, the sell of the week on Wednesdays. And if you like that enough that you want to know what he's doing the rest of the time, well, go to AAII.com to get information on the AAII Journal, or, by the way, to get information on his book, Better Good Than Lucky, and follow him on Twitter, where he's at Charles Rotblat, and he tweets out stuff that will give you an idea of what he's doing the rest of the time. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Helmerich & Payne.
Helmerich & Payne. Now, of course, that is ticker symbol HP. Why are they the buy of the week?
Well, this is a stock we hold in our Stock Superstars report. And I selected it this week because we are seeing earnings estimates being revised up. And when we talk about HP, everybody obviously tends to think about the computer maker, the maker of printers. But this HP actually operates in the energy industry. It provides drills and equipment to the oil and gas industry. So basically, drillers rent the drills from HP. So HP takes care of all the capitalization costs, all the maintenance costs, and it leases those rigs out. As a consequence, it actually makes a lot of money doing it, particularly when demand for oil and gas is high, because there are a limited number of rigs out there. Greater demand, stable or less supply, prices go up. So it is a cyclical company in terms of how oil demand's doing, how natural gas demand is doing. We can see this in rig counts. We can see this in rig rental rates. When times are good, we see these rise. When times are bad, we see those go low. And that's priced into the stock. What's interesting about this company is it has a newer type of rig. They call it flex rigs. And basically, they're faster to move than conventional rigs. They drill quicker, and they also tend to get a premium in terms of their day rental rates relative to other rigs. They also tend to have longer rental periods. So that helps the company. This company is fundamentally strong. We actually see it having stronger margins than its competitors, always a good thing. Low levels of debt, it's always a good thing. Pays a dividend. And the stock trades at 12 times earnings. So we hold the stock in our Group 2 category of our Stock Superstars report, which looks for low-value stocks with strong fundamentals. This company fits that mold, and you've got the added timing bonus that we're starting to see earnings estimates being revised upwards.
You put it all together. I mean, this sounds fabulous, but we always want to know, you know, what the expectation is in terms of, is this a stock that you're saying, because it's such a core business, I can own this for, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 years? Or is this the kind of thing where you're going, you know, look at all those valuation numbers where you like everything, and oh, by the way, wait to see them play out, and once you capture it, go for it. Get out of it.
Well, the statement I'm going to make doesn't just apply to HP. It really applies when we look at the entire oil service sector overall. We get a lot of companies involved in making the valves and making the drill bits, etc. You really need to approach it from one of two ways. A, I'm either going to buy these companies when nobody wants to touch oil, and I'm going to ride up the wave and hope to get out when I start seeing demand for oil subside, basically playing the cycle, or you're going to buy these stocks when I think the valuation is still attractive and I'm going to hold on to them and just ride out the energy booms. Because we do see the oil industry going through cycles, through boom cycles, through bust cycles. Sooner or later, we'll have another bust cycle. I don't know when. I can't predict it. But you need to approach it in one of those two type of things. You either buy it when nobody wants to buy it, or you buy it when the valuations are cheap and you have a very long time frame. So when I look at this, this is a stock that if you want to buy it right now, I think in a cycle to actually take advantage of the fundamentals, if you're more of a trader, you could watch the rig counts and maybe try to ride up the current leg of the industry. But I think in that scenario, you do need to pay closer attention to the rig counts. Otherwise, I think if you're a long-term investor, you need to realize this company does have competitive edges, and we are seeing that being reflected in the margins, where we're both seeing both gross and net margins above the industry peers.
So just how good could this get? I mean, as you point out, it's something in the Superstars report, something that you particularly like. You've said a lot of nice things about it. What's a reasonable expectation here?
Well, as I said, the stock's trading at 12 times trailing earnings. Over the last 5 years, it's commanded a high PE of 15.1. When we look at the industry median, it's a PE of 22. And part of the reason why you see that difference is because oil rigs are notoriously volatile in terms of their pricing. Even though this does get longer-term contracts, we do see a lot of volatility. So I don't think you can look at this and say, okay, well, the industry median's 22. I'll look for the stock to get to that level. I think you need to take a slightly more conservative approach. Look at that five-year high of 15.1. If it hits it over the course of the next year, we're looking at 25% upside. And you get a 3% dividend on top of it. So you could theoretically, over the next 12 months, be looking at an upside of close to 30% on a total return basis.
Wow. So 30% on a total return basis over the next 12 months. And I got to ask, just because we are talking about sort of the kind of company we're talking about, that is regardless of what happens with the economy?
Well, I think you do have to pay attention to the economy. You definitely have to pay attention to the oil industry. And this is counting on oil demand staying strong. If we do see the economy slow down and we see oil and natural gas demand drop, that changes the picture. It changes the outlook for the stock. Right now, the trend in earnings estimates suggest that's not going to happen. But people need to realize these are cyclical stocks, and there's always that risk out there.
Well, but that's why right now, Helmerich and Payne, ticker symbol HP, is the buy of the week. Again, part of the Stock Superstars Report portfolio. And if you want to know more about what that is, well, go to AAII.com and get information on the AAII Journal. Because Charles Roteblatt is editor of AAII Journal. He's also our guest every week. He's going to be back with us again tomorrow for the Sell of the Week. Charles, look forward to it.
I do as well.
There is much more to go on the December 17th edition of Money Life, so stick around. The big interview is next. It's one you do not want to miss. Peter Schiff is in the house. Might be a little bah humbug for your holiday season.